Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you The Cancer, The Silence, and The Spirit That Wouldn't Die. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. It started with a toe, a bruise, a wound that wouldn't heal. But it wasn't just flesh that was failing, it was time. Bob Marley, the lion, the rebel, the prophet, was dying. And he faced it the way he lived, with dignity, silence, and spirit. The cancer didn't roar into his life. It crept in quietly. In 1977, after injuring his toe playing football, Bob noticed something strange. It wouldn't heal. Doctors confirmed it: acral lentiginous melanoma, skin cancer, aggressive, rare, and spreading. They recommended amputation, but Bob refused. To many, that decision made no sense. But to Bob, it wasn't about medicine. It was about mission. He believed in natural healing, in divine timing, in the sacredness of his body, his vessel of movement, performance, and spiritual power. And perhaps more deeply, he believed he still had work to do. So he kept singing, touring, preaching, smiling, even as the pain grew, even as the disease spread through his body, first his foot, then his lungs, then his brain, he kept giving. Because Marley never saw life as something to preserve. He saw it as something to pour out. And so, in silence, he bore the weight. Few people knew how sick he truly was. Not even all his children. He didn't want pity. He didn't want headlines. He didn't want the world to watch him fade. Instead, he focused on legacy. He recorded albums. He prayed. He gave interviews with eyes that held secrets. He even embarked on a final world tour in 1980, performing in front of tens of thousands while cancer chewed at his bones. His last show was in Pittsburgh on September 23, 1980. He collapsed shortly after. By then, he could barely walk. Still, he didn't scream. He didn't rage. He surrendered with strength. He traveled to Germany for alternative treatment, spent time with family, made peace with his silence. And when it became clear the journey was ending, he asked to go home. He wanted to die in Jamaica, but he never made it. On May 11, 1981, in Miami, Bob Marley took his final breath. His last words to his son Ziggy were simple: "Money can't buy life." But if anyone knew that, it was Bob. He didn't spend his life collecting things. He spent it planting seeds. And when his body gave out, those seeds bloomed everywhere. In the rebel youth of Soweto, in the freedom fighters of Zimbabwe, in every dreadlocked child born in slums and mansions alike, in the quiet corners of the world where one love still plays through static radios, Bob Marley didn't fear death. He feared not speaking, not singing, not delivering what Jah gave him to give. And so, even as the cancer silenced his breath, it couldn't touch his voice. Because that voice lives inside us now. In every person who hears injustice and chooses to speak. In every soul that refuses to bow to Babylon. In every heart that still believes freedom is a sacred, holy right. Bob Marley died, but his spirit didn't. Because the system can stop a heartbeat, but it can't stop a revolution.